106.1 FM is KQRP Community Radio. I've got a call from a community member. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Sharon Birch.
What's going on, Sharon?
Well, we are having a problem with rents in our mobile home park.
Where are you guys at?
We're in Ceres in a mobile home park called Colony Park.
You guys are there on Service, right? Right around Service at the new high school?
On Service and Central across from the new high school.
Well, what's the situation there?
Well, the man who owns our park, the company is called Equity Lifestyles. They like to raise our rents $50 and $80 at a whack. And it's pretty hard on us. Most of us out here are on a fixed income.
Are you guys getting more service for your money, or are they just getting greedy?
Oh, no. They're just greedy. Our park, we've turned our park into the state for disrepair many times. And right now, 83 of us have joined together, and we are suing the park. Right now, we are in litigation as we speak. We have already been to court one time in Stanislaus County for failure to maintain and unfair business practices. Our attorneys are Indeman, Lincoln, Turek, and Heater in San Diego.
How's the mayor helping you guys?
He has given us an ad hoc committee that formed a group with Modesto and Riverbank and parts of the county. And it did lead up to a tense moment where last week it went to the county and we thought we would get rent control. We were right there. But in the 11th hour, Equity Lifestyle Properties flew in two attorneys from Arizona. And on Monday night, the Monday night before the Tuesday that they were going to vote, this happened the 26th, they sold us out.
Now who were the voters on that? Who got to decide that for you?
Who got to decide that we didn't get to get rent control?
Yeah, is it the county?
The county, yeah.
The county supervisors?
Yeah, that would be Jim DeMartini, Dick Monteith, Tom Mayfield, Jeff Grover, and Bill O'Brien.
And which district are you in there? Which one is your supervisor?
Jim DeMartini.
And he wasn't for the rent control.
He was for it.
He was?
He was. He was not in the beginning. He was not. But after he met with Peter Underhill of Equity Lifestyle Properties, he changed his mind.
Wow.
It absolutely floored me. But when you meet the representative from Equity Lifestyle Properties, it will turn your stomach.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This company is sickening.
So which supervisors weren't voting for you there then?
I believe Dick Monteith and Jeff Grover and Tom Mayfield were against it.
Boy, I wish we could have brought some more community radio in on that for you. Make sure to call us when right before you know there's something like that, we can get a little more word out, because the more people that know that's going on, it makes a huge difference if a lot of people show up down there, you know, and it's an organized thing. Did you guys get a lot of people down there for that, or did you guys just watch it on TV, or how did it go?
No, there was quite a few people.
They get nervous when the whole place fills up, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You get a little more time on your answer on them, you know.
It was packed. The place was packed. We had, I don't know, there was probably 250 to 300 mobile home owners.
Did you guys get a chance to talk?
Oh, yeah.
That helps.
Oh, yeah. We all got, the 43 of us talked. And then they had opposing park owners that were there. They brought in the big guns. All the big park owners were there. I think most of them from Modesto were there, setting out against it, of course. So they had it pretty well set up. And right at the last minute, that happened.
Well, what's the price going now? Last time I talked to you, it was like $650, $675?
No, last time you talked to me, it was $5-something. Now it's $6-something. The
wow.
New move-ins are $631. But what's ridiculous is the park he owns in Modesto. See, he has one in Modesto and Riverbank also.
Mm-hmm.
And the one in Modesto is the senior park. You have to be 55 to get in it, and he's charging those people $801 a month.
Wow.
$801 a month.
There's a lot of profit for that for him, I would imagine, in this.
He puts no money back into his parks. He's a slumlord. And I travel to his other parks. I don't just worry about just the three parks here. I travel to his other parks. I've been to his parks in San Jose. I've been to his parks in Santa Cruz. I travel to his other parks to tell these other people about the knowledge that they need to know about Sam Zell and Equity Lifestyle Property Parks. He is a slumlord at the bottom of the list. He's the top real estate holder in the U.S., but he's at the bottom as far as slumlords go.
Well, what's the next step for you people out
well,
there?
Well, we're going to boycott O'Brien's Markets and Jeff Grover's construction company and his warehouses.
And don't forget the fire alarm company.
We're going to boycott everything we can find that they own.
Sounds like the Republicans ganged up on you guys there on the town council, but not Jim DeMartini.
No, I was so shocked. I was so shocked, but about...
Well, perhaps he just wanted to look supportive to you and knew how the vote was going to go and that wouldn't matter.
No. 4 or 5 months ago, he changed. Oh, no, he's been mad, really, really mad. He told the representative off at one of the ad hoc meetings. No, he was mad.
Well, ad hoc meetings are kind of interesting because they don't have the same rules of engagement.
No, they don't. But the strange thing is, when the ad hoc committee was formed, I was on the ad hoc committee.
So you were able to ask the questions that needed to be asked then?
No, I was never invited to any of the ad hoc meetings.
That's the other thing. They don't have to be publicly noticed, and sometimes not too many people are privileged to what's going on there. That's the other thing about ad hoc committees.
But why was I even on the ad hoc committee? I went to the very first meeting before they put all these other people on it.
Well, you guys are out there protesting with signs now.
Yes.
How long is that going to go?
Well,
where are you guys going?
We've been doing that for more or less for a year.
Wow.
Since January 2nd of last year. We won't quit.
Well,
we quit for, we put the signs down, I think, for about 3 months because we thought we had a deal. But this company doesn't give deals. You can't trust this company.
So are they sending you the new bill now?
Well, yeah, they've done is the deal that they've made, we're not quite sure how it works, but we're not happy. They've said that they're going to work with hardship cases now in the park. But the hardship case is I called Bo. He would be our our regional manager for the park. When I called him, I told him that I couldn't pay this month's rent. The $606.75, because that's killing us out here. And I said, most people out here can't. Some people are paying $631.75. I said, they can't do it, Bo. You're supposed to be working on a hardship case. I said, when is that going to start? He said, Sharon, I don't know. I said, what do you mean you don't know? What's the criteria? What could be so hard about working up a criteria? He said, Sharon, I don't have the answer. I said, you're really making me mad here. That's not what I said to him, but I better not go there. I said, you're really making me mad here, Bo. I said, tell me something. I said, I sent you a list. Well, maybe not you because you weren't there a year ago, but I sent that company a list of names that they told me to send them for a hardship case with names, spaces, and phone numbers on it so that they could start working on that a year ago.
So that was just something they said and they never followed
through. Right, they never followed through. I said it had 155 names on it. out of 186 spaces. I said, so what happened to that list? You guys couldn't seem to find it when I asked you where it was at. I said, so this is nothing but just another ploy. I said, I know you guys way too well. I said, so you don't have a criteria, do you? He said, yes, we do, Sharon. He said, okay, let me tell you something. He said, just in your case alone, just your case, he said, you meet one of the criteria already. I said, oh, really? I said, what is that, Bo? He said, just your case now. He said, you've lived there long enough. I said, oh, really? I said, I've lived here 18 years, Bo.
So you've seen a price increase just about every year, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In 1991, they did the same crap. Another corporation owned it. And we had to do this then, too. So we picketed for about 6 months, and that company froze our rent. They backed down and froze it for 5 years, and we didn't have an increase for 5 years. And then they went bankrupt, and this idiot bought it.
How could they go bankrupt on something like that?
Well, it was a corporation within a corporation. It was LCAP was the name of it, but the guy that owned the LCAP corporation went outside the corporation, and him, his wife, and his nephew bought this part by themselves, and he couldn't handle it, so he went bankrupt. The corporation didn't, but his little corporation did. So he couldn't, when this park had to put when we got a rent freeze for 5 years, it hurt him.
So can you guys go on strike by not paying your rent?
Well, yeah, we could, but our attorney suggested that we don't because it would look bad when we went to court. But I'm going to call him again and talk to him because this is bad for us. We can't do it. We're setting up right now. We have one of the girls that lives in the park, works in a bank. And she's setting up an account right now so that if it gets too bad on us, I'm going to do it anyway, whether the attorney likes it or not.
So you mean by an account, you guys are going to put your rent money into an account instead
right.
of give it to them, and
right.
then you'll have it later to
mm-hmm.
bring them to the table?
Right.
I think that's pretty interesting.
Right.
Because it's not like you're not going to pay it, but you're not going to pay it till the matter's settled.
Right.
I think that's brave. If you guys could do that, I think that, and if you could get some other parks involved in that, they'd start to feel it at corporate headquarters when they couldn't make their mortgage.
Well, we have another park. Coralwood was talking about doing it with us. They have a good lady that works at the bank there in their park also, and set up an account. Pay our rent by all means. You know, just. Not pay it to the company. Pay it to that account.
Pretty soon you guys would have enough for a down payment on the park.
I don't know. This guy wants a fortune for his parks because Monterey County tried to get that park by eminent domain, and the county allowed $30 million for it, and he wouldn't take it. And they couldn't get it from him.
You know, I think it'd really be great if you guys could lobby the Ceres City Council and convince them that they need to make some of that into a parking lot for the high school and take it by eminent domain from the owner.
Right. That's my next step if they don't do something. Because the city of Ceres agreed to rent control, but they can't do it on their own because this guy'd come through here and kill us.
Well, he apparently got the county involved if it went up to that level for the decision.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, got the county involved. We've got the county involved. And before this is over with, I will make this county give us a rent control. I will make them. I will make this county give us a rent control, or I will get rid of this county board of supervisors that we have.
Well, I'd support you with that. I think that's a hell of an issue, though, because our real estate prices have escalated because of the Bay Area, and rent is starting to follow along with it. And so you know, it's becoming a real issue where we need rent control here because that's what they got over there and that's what's driving them over here. So we need to have some of those rules to protect us.
You know what's not right is we own our homes. We own these mobiles that we live in. We just sit them on his damn dirt. And if we weren't on this piece of dirt, it wouldn't be worth a plug nickel. All that sucker would have is a piece of dirt with a clubhouse and a swimming pool on it.
And what we need is to change the tax structure so if you only have a clubhouse and a swimming pool on your four-acre lot, it's a little more taxy.
Yeah.
Because I'll bet you he's only paying, you know, like he's... a lot of times the structure is set up. I know in Salida where we have a Melrose tax, somebody who has, you know, a 10-unit apartment complex pays a little more than double their share of tax compared to somebody who has a house next door.
Exactly.
And,
right.
And the landowners have really structured the tax base and the development fee base in our area to favor bigger developments and big landowners. And the little guy, he's been, like, for instance, our fire tax. They're getting ready to lay a new fire tax on us out here in the Salida area. And for my house, I'm going to pay $200 a year for fire protection. But the three-story hotel, only, you know, $500 or $1,000. So
yeah.
It's really, it's the system is rigged for Mr. Big.
Oh, yeah. And stomp on us. It just makes me so mad. It makes me so mad.
I sure hope you guys are able to get control of your park because having a corporate in control of that, it's just bad news. They're all about corporate profit.
Oh, yeah.
And it really needs to be about a community where people live.
Yeah. It's sad. This guy come through here in 1998, I believe, with his $17 million and just swooped up the valley.
So what did he buy your park for, do you know?
I don't know. I can't find out.
That would sure be interesting to know what he paid for it and how much he's making every month on it.
I'm sure he didn't pay any more than a couple $1 million for it because he got it out of bankruptcy.
There you go.
He couldn't have paid any more than that.
And
he
then,
doesn't pay any more than that for any of his parks because he buys junk. He doesn't buy anything but junk.
Well, really... And then he's probably has no taxable assets on that either.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's just a huge profit maker for
him. And he puts no money.
Right. There's nothing to put the money into. You guys have all the stuff that's there is yours,
yeah,
except for the clubhouse
sewer,
and the pool.
There's the electric. And he puts no money back into the sewer or the electric. Our sewer is a piece of crap.
And part of that's your problem and not the city's?
No pun intended. No. No, it's his responsibility to take care of the sewer underneath our sewer pipes and stuff. He doesn't do it.
And the city doesn't want to do it either?
Well, it's not their responsibility.
Right, right. So you guys are kind of on the end of the pipeline there, and he doesn't want to take care of his part of the pipeline.
Right, that's what we're suing for. Some of us have crap that comes back up our bathtubs, up our showers.
So there are issues out there.
Issues? Oh, yeah.
Are you getting any cooperation from the county on zoning, or are you dealing with Ceres?
The county. Oh, Kevin Rogers is great from the county. Kevin and I know each other by first name because I file complaints on him out here all the time. They made him, the guy that owns this park, they made him get a crusher and come out here and crush 7 mobiles because they were abandoned. He left them sitting out here, some of them, for 4 years. Abandoned mobile homes.
Yeah, that's not good.
Broken windows, glass everywhere, pieces of crap, and he calls these places resorts. That's how he lists them on the internet, resorts.
Do you guys have a website for your thing you're doing now?
No, I don't have the money to set one up, and I don't know how to set one up.
Talk to some kids in your neighborhood. Trust me. They'll help you with it. That's the kind of thing every kid knows how to do now for free.
Is set up a website.
Yep, it's amazing.
I just got my very first computer. I never had one until I started. I'm 58 years old, never had a computer, never wanted one, but you know what? I had to get one because of this mess.
Well, it's a pretty useful tool sometimes, huh?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I wouldn't be without it now. I have to have it now.
Well, is there anything coming up that we can help you with as far as your actions down there?
Well, we're just going to be picketing until I find out. I'm trying to get another group together with us so that we will be stronger in picketing. I will know more. We're going to be just picketing outside our park probably the next week or two, and then we're going to spread out to those places I told you about. I just have to get more people involved. So just for now, let everybody know that we need people to, they can call my cell phones. I have two cell phones. One of them they can call is 614-3603. That number they can call if they want to get a hold of me and they're interested in doing any picketing at those places that I mentioned, at O'Brien's Markets, and anything that has to do with Jeff Grover.
All right. Give us that number one more time.
614-3603. 614-3603.
All righty. And make sure you let us know if you're going to have a vote with the council again. We can definitely help you with those and get the word out about what's going on.
I'll put this number in my cell phone so that I have it.
Great.
So that I can get a hold of you.
And, you know, and whenever you got a community message or whatever, you just leave it on the answer machine. We'll get to you.
I will. And thank you very much.
All right. You guys have a good one out there. And we're behind you.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Salida Community Radio. We're here to help and get the word out. Bringing the community together. Commercial-free radio. Stuff that will really help out in the community. Let us know when we can help you out. 545-4227, Salida Community Radio.